From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. A wildfire is still burning out of control northeast of Los Angeles. The Station Fire has burned more than 200 square miles of forest and is nearly 40% contained. There are three primary areas of concern, as Steve Julian of member station KPCC reports.
The first is Mount Wilson, the peak that houses dozens of radio and TV towers and a historic observatory. It's still under some threat, though ground crews have kept the peak safe so far this week. A few miles to the west, a flare-up this morning forced about two dozen people to leave their homes in the Pacoima Canyon. Crews there are confident they can cut this fire off and keep it from heading north into a very populated region of Los Angeles, the Santa Clarita Valley. The third location is in the wilderness in the southeastern portion of the Station Fire. This is rugged, steep terrain above several foothill communities where people have built homes against and in some cases into the forest. The attack plan today includes about 20 helicopters, 8 air tankers, and 3 larger airplanes that can drop thousands of gallons of water or gel at a time. For NPR News, I'm Steve Julian in Los Angeles.
Chinese drug maker Sinovac Biotech says it has received a go-ahead from the Chinese government to produce a vaccine for the pandemic H1N1 swine flu virus. The company says the vaccine will require only one dose and has been licensed by the Chinese government for use in people ages 3 to 60 years old. Meanwhile, U.S. officials are awaiting the results of tests on a new H1N1 vaccine for use in this country. The U.S. government has contracted with 5 American and European manufacturers to produce the vaccine. The results of the safety and effectiveness studies are expected early this month. As the government's economic stimulus program approaches its 200th day, Vice President Joe Biden says the program is working faster and more effectively than many had expected. NPR's Scott Horsley has details.
The vice president offered a progress report on the stimulus program at what he called the 9-mile mark of a 26-mile marathon. Biden says the $787 billion stimulus deserves some of the credit for changing the direction of the economy, so we're now talking about the end of the recession rather than the start of a depression.
The road ahead is going to remain very, very bumpy. There's going to be positive economic news and there's going to be negative economic news. But we know. We are absolutely confident we are on the right road to recovery.
Biden says because contractors are eager for work, most public works projects are coming in under budget. That's allowing the government to stretch stimulus dollars farther than had been expected. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 24 points at 93.05, NASDAQ up 7 now at 1974. You're listening to NPR News. Attorney General Martha Coakley says she will run in the special election to succeed the late Senator Edward Kennedy. So far, Coakley is the most prominent candidate to enter the race. It is still uncertain if the late senator's nephew, former Congressman Joseph Kennedy, will run. Senator Ted Kennedy died last week of brain cancer. He was 77 years old. Russia's Supreme Court has ordered a further investigation into the killing of journalist and Kremlin critic Anna Politkovskaya. She was shot to death 3 years ago. Politkovskaya won international praise for her investigations of abuses of civilians by Russian-backed security forces in Chechnya. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Moscow.
The Supreme Court's ruling came as a surprise. Just last month, a Moscow military court turned down a petition by Politkovskaya's family to return the case to prosecutors for further investigation. 3 men accused of helping to set up the shooting were acquitted in February after prosecutors failed to back up their case. The Supreme Court overturned that acquittal, but the family argued a retrial was pointless without a fresh investigation. The Supreme Court apparently agreed, calling for a new investigation, including a search for the mastermind behind the killing. Politkovskaya's reports, highly critical of then-President Vladimir Putin and the Chechen leadership, angered many in authority. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
The U.S. Embassy in Afghanistan is barring its private security guards from consuming alcohol and assigning diplomatic personnel to oversee them. The embassy is investigating reports that the guards engaged in lewd behavior and sexual misconduct. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.